Morning already in our Sunday school hour. Kind of goes with what we're going to be bringing today. If I would like to invite you to turn back to Romans 13. We'll try to preach this message today that we wanted to preach last week, but the Lord put something else in our mind, and Lord knows all about that. I know it's something that was needed. It was something that I know God's people today. As you have heard, the great revival meeting that we had a wonderful preaching each night. And you heard some of the things that we taught this past Sunday, mentioned even this past week, and I thank the Lord for that. That is, as one said the other night, it's kind of verification of the Holy Spirit. And I pray the Lord will also do the same thing in our house today. In Romans in chapter 13, I want to begin reading at verse 11. And again, we want to welcome our radio audience. This is Brother John Liebrook, pastor of the Emmanuel Missionary Baptist Church in Old Town. That's just outside of Greenup County, out of Carter County. You can get to us by taking Route 1 or Route 7. We have a sign on either end of Laurel Road, giving you directions to the meeting house of God's people. Also, I'm thankful that you've tuned in to WJOH to hear a portion of God's Word this evening. In Romans in chapter 13, this is the second time that I've at least used the opening reading. I began to try to use my outline last week and I didn't get to. I just finally closed it up and put it up. But here's something I want you, maybe you're here today, you don't rightly understand all the things about salvation. None of us did when we were saved. We didn't know, we didn't come to arrive and know the whole book. We didn't know anything except for the fact we were sinners in need of salvation, amen? That's what matters today. Lost sinner, I'm praying for you today. I'm praying God will move upon your heart. I'm praying the Holy Spirit would come and fill this house today. I'm praying that there'll be souls saved by God's amazing grace. And as a matter of fact, even on the way up Laurel Road this morning, and I'd been praying for salvation. I prayed the same prayer I've been praying on Sunday morning for a good while. And that's, Lord, save every lost soul that's in that house today. And I was coming up Laurel, and I could see myself. And I was thinking about this as I was coming up and rejoicing already in the week we've had. But as I got coming up the road here, I began to think again about all the souls that God could save today. And I thought, man, wouldn't it be great that next Sunday we would be up here baptizing 15 or 20 people? Wouldn't that be amazing? I'll tell you what, God's all powerful and He's able to do that even this morning. He's able to save every lost soul that's in this house. And I pray to that end that God will do so. In verse 11, the Bible says this, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Brother Jim brought that out very plain a while ago. Listen, the day of God's vengeance is even at hand. The day of Him sending His Son to call His children home is even at the door. Bible says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. And let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. You know, I believe today that one of the greatest problems that the lost world has is that they're making provisions for the flesh. They're not making provisions for the home hereafter. They're not making provisions for the life hereafter. At least the way I see it today, everybody's only worried about one thing, and that's right now, what can I do? What can make me happy? You know, as we think on these things, we understand all about prophecy, those at least those that are saved by the grace of God. We understand what the Bible says about prophecy at the very least. May not understand everything about prophecy, but we know what God's Word says. And surely, even if you're in this house as a casual, what many would say a casual bystander, you have heard the prophecies of the Word of God. How then in the last days, perilous times shall come. Folks, we're in that time today. The last days is what I want you to realize. Surely your mind today, your very intellect today can let you see that there's troubles all over the world. That there's chaos in families today. And folks, that's exactly what's going on in the world. There's chaos in families. The Bible truths are coming to fruition. I mean, everything that God's Word says is or has come to pass. The Bible says that the night is far spent. And what that is telling us is this one thing. Listen. There's a new day getting ready to dawn. There's a new day getting ready to open up. And there's not a person upon the earth that's not going to experience. See, there's a new day where the grace of God is going to be disappeared. Where the grace of God is no longer going to be upon the earth. Where the church of the living God is no longer going to be upon the earth. Where the people of God are no longer going to be upon the earth. And that day is soon coming. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Oh, may God today open your eyes. May God today open your hearts and your minds to the fact that, listen, today is the day of salvation. Because now is the day that you're living. And now the saved are still upon the earth. I want you to just stop and consider it as we pray. As we ask God's blessing upon this service. May your hearts and your minds begin to focus upon the reading of the opening of God's Word. May your mind even now be traveling. I don't want you to go anywhere else today, but right here in God's Word and understand what it says. I don't want you thinking about what you're going to do after church. I don't want you to think about what you're going to eat after church. I don't want you to think about what grandma's having at her house. I want you to focus. I want your focus to be today on the hereafter. And the fact that today is the day that it could change the rest of your life. Our most gracious and divine Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow before your throne, we do so with thankful hearts. Dear God, today I thank you for your power. I thank you, O God, for your majesty. I thank you, dear God, that you sent your Son to die on the cross of Calvary to save us. Lord, I pray that even in this house today, that every lost sinner that's gathered here may come to an understanding. Number one, that the day is really drawing to an end. And that now is a time of salvation. And that without Jesus Christ dying for their sins, they would no one ever be saved. But that's exactly what he came to do, to save the lost sinner. Lord, I pray that you'll open the minds and the eyes of the individual that's in this house who does not know thee as Savior. Father, I'm praying that you will quicken that spirit and make them alive, that they may for the first time hear of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And they may come to an understanding in their own minds fully and wholly, Lord, that salvation is of the Lord. Lord, bless us today. May you help us to see that it is truly high time. Lord, just bless and watch over. Save souls and bless the saved. And Father, forgive us our sin in Christ's name. And amen. Emmanuel, to our visiting friends and our radio audience, I ask you a question today according to God's holy word. Just how true are these words? The Bible states in our opening text that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. As it concerns our souls and eternity, as it concerns the souls of all who would hear this message today, how true are these words indeed? Again, the Bible states in the very first two stanzas of verse 11 of Romans in chapter 13, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. What am I talking about today? When this book declares that it's high time, what's the book saying? What's God's word saying? God's word, listen, wants you to understand the importance of the time that you're living in right now. Because it's a special time. Right now, where you're sitting in this house is a special place. Right now, where you're sitting in this place of worship, just like Lydia as she went down to the riverside, and there she was worshiping the Savior as the Bible speaks about. She came to a place where she actually began to worship the Almighty. And then I want you to know what happened. The Bible says that she attended unto the words of the apostle. And guess what happened? She was saved by the grace of God. Folks, that's what I want you to do. That's the reason why that I want you to pay attention to God's Word today, because it is powerful stuff. The word that God has left for us here today, Brother Jim spoke on the importance of the word. Hey, listen, I want you to know something. These are the words of life here. These are the words that can change everything about you. Today I've heard people say, well, I just don't think that I can live it. I don't think I can do it. I don't think that I, listen, that's the problem. It's not you. It's God that does the work. God does it. Listen, I want you to know there's great importance to understand when the Bible speaks of the fact that today is the day of salvation. First of all, I want you to know this. The Bible says that knowing the time, what time are we living in? We are definitely living in the last days. There at the very end of Brother Jim's lesson this morning, some of you that were in the classes, I hope you heard what he was saying. Because the Bible says, according to the Lord's holy word, that in the last days, listen, this is the way it's going to be. Matthew chapter 24 tells us that in the last days, listen, there's going to be all kinds of things going on in the world. Troubles and trials. There's going to be all kinds of world powers that are making moves, that are playing out this situation that we actually see in the world today. Nations rising against nation. Listen, understand, China and Russia now are really beginning to wreak havoc upon the world with their sayings against the United States of America. Think about where we're at, folks. You're at the very end. You're at the very end of how the what you know today is life. I'm talking about the way things are. You're not going to see the way things are. And they're bad now, but I want you to think about when everything begins to implode upon itself, you're going to see chaos like you've never seen before. There is a beginning of these actions beginning to take place where the Bible speaks about there's going to be one world currency and there's going to be this one world power, this new age that's coming in. What do you think's going on in the world today? Listen, know the time in which you're living right now. Know the time. There's banks beginning to collapse around the world. I'm talking about big banks, banks where one even the other day had to borrow $50 billion just to stay afloat from other banks, and they agreed to do so. You know why? Because this world's getting primed for that one world currency. This world today is getting primed for that one world currency, and they're getting primed for this way of buying and selling things. You know where it's going to begin? With the mark of the beast. You say, well, I'm not going to take the mark of the beast. Oh, I dare say if you're left here upon the earth, you're going to take the mark of the beast and be damned forever, because you're either going to do that or you're going to live the most horrible life you've ever considered. But listen, the Bible says that, listen, knowing that according to God's word, as we see the events in the world today, it only points to one thing: the soon return of Jesus Christ. The Bible states again that, and we need to understand this, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake, in other words, to be alert. Listen, child, if you're in this house today, you don't know the Lord's your Savior. You adults in this house today that maybe you don't know the Lord is your Savior, you need to understand that today's a day of salvation. You need to understand that, listen, the Bible says here that it's time to awake. And what it's saying here, it's not telling a sleeping person to get up out of bed. It's telling you to be aware of the situations around you. Be alert. Look at what's going on. You say, preacher, I've heard this all of my life. Listen, you understand that, listen, our time is nothing. As a matter of fact, the Bible says what God views as time. Listen, a day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day with the Lord. Time is irrelevant to God. So our little lifespan that we have here, this 70 years, according to God's word that He gives man, and anything over that is something that's added as a blessing to God. Listen, know this, that is nothing. 100 years down here, we was talking about today of some folks that are well into their 90s, and the other day we was talking about it as well. Folks that are nearing 98 years old. I look at Sister Ruth and I look at her brothers, and you know, I stop and I think how long a life that they've had, but then you think, listen, that is nothing compared to eternity. That is absolutely not even a drop in the ocean. You see how serious this is then. The Bible says that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. Matthew in chapter 24, Brother Jim read on this a little bit a while ago, but I want you to look at this with me now. In Matthew chapter 24, notice what it says here now. Now I want you to consider where we're at in verse 36. The Bible says, but of the day and hour knoweth no man, not, No, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. What day is that? The day when he says, time to come up hither. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were what? They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. Now I want to stop right there for just a moment. Now what the Bible says here is that all people had time for during that time was themselves. That's what the Bible's showing you. What do we see going on in the world today? Listen, in many places today, churches are being closed up because nobody's got time for church. Nobody's got time for the things of God. Everybody wants to live it up and do their thing. Listen, know this, that at the end of your life, there is nothing but eternity of hell waiting you. Think about it for just a moment now. We are in that time frame where the Bible states to the lost, listen, know this. To those of us that are saved, we need to remember this. How soon that return is going to be. But to the lost, know now. That the Bible says in verse 40, says then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. This is what's going to happen in life. When Jesus Christ comes and God tells His Son to go and call your children home, there's going to be saved family members that's going to be called to heaven. And know this, that every lost individual is not going to be on that train. You know, you hear that, that song, that long black train. I want you to know something today. Listen, if you're lost on your way to a devil's hell, listen, that's the place that you're going to find yourself in the future without the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible states here something that you need to get a hold of. Today's a day of salvation. I don't care what you've been taught. I don't care who has taught it to you. Listen, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today, and if you was to meet your Maker today, listen, the Bible states that you're going to stand before the great judge of the universe, and you're going to stand there one day, and the Bible says it's going to be an awful time. Brother Scott brought that out the other night, and I want you to think about this for just a moment. Or Brother Ben. The Bible states that in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through 15, that is the great judgment throne seat of God. And the Bible says that all those who die without the Lord Jesus Christ are going to stand before Him one day. You're not going to be able to get out of it. Today we do things, we do all kinds of things to get out of different situations in life. There's times when I go and knock on the door and I hear people running through the house. The preacher's here. And, nobody ever comes to the door, but I heard them already. You know, I know somebody's in there. People go and hide. Today, as we come to the house of God, people try to elude the Word of God. And they do everything in their mind to occupy itself so they don't hear about the warning that's coming. Listen, I want you to know today that it's an awful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Jonathan Edwards wrote a fiery sermon one time about that very fact. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the angry God. Listen, everyone that dies without the Lord Jesus Christ are going to wake up one day and they're going to be summoned to the throne and they're going to be given account for all their life. You know one thing you're going to be given account for? Why you wouldn't come every time you heard the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ from this pulpit. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that every message that you ever heard is going to haunt you throughout all eternity. Listen, I want you to know there's something going to be taking place in eternity that can never wear out, and that's your mind. The Bible states the fact that, listen, you're going to a place where the worm dieth not. That's your conscience. You're always going to be aware of the fact that you had and heard the way of hope, but you rejected it time and time again until finally there was no hope. You see, right now there's hope in the Lord. Right now there's salvation in the Lord. But the very moment that you leave this life, listen, all hope is over. And I dare say, listen, as you stop and consider this with me, where the Bible's speaking here about the rapture of the saints, where one's going to be taken and another left, that's speaking about the children of God that are saved by the grace of God. They're going to be called home and you're going to be left there. Why is it that every time that I start preaching on the devil, he tries to choke me? Let me just get a cough drop here. Now I want you to stop and consider this now. In Matthew chapter 24, speaking of, in verse 43, it says, "But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what hour or what watch the thief would have come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore," listen to this now. If you're here and you don't know the Lord as your Savior, listen to what He's saying here. We're talking about the end of time. We're talking about the end of the day of grace. The Bible says here, therefore, remember our text reading. Remember our text reading. The Bible stated that it's high time. He says, therefore, be you also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. People today are living their lives like there is no tomorrow. They're doing everything they can to get it all in. The only thing that they're going without is the Lord Jesus Christ and salvation. The one thing that matters most in life. The one thing that will change your life completely is the fact that you need to be saved by the grace of God. In Luke chapter 12 and verse 40, the Bible says, "Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not." When you think not, He's coming. Child, today I want you to know that you're living your life as if you think He's not coming. You're living your life as you think that this day in which I'm talking about is not around the corner. But friend, it is around the corner. All you have to do is look at the world events today, and you know that surely Jesus Christ is soon to return. You look at the depravity of mankind. You look at the total depravity of man as he lives his life. He's getting worse and worse and worse and more devilish and more devilish and more devilish as the days go by. It's a prophecy coming true, folks. It's right before your eyes. The Bible says it's going to wax worse and worse in the last days. And we're in that time when, listen, sin today is being celebrated. All over this world today, people are trying to vote. And even here in Kentucky, people were trying to get a bill up that would support all the total depravity that's coming into this our school systems. Thank God for our Christian teachers here. I thank God that we have teachers that still know the value of the Word of God and know the value of good Christian living and good godly living. Listen, we've got teachers here today that need to be prayed for because they're going to be pressured one day. They're going to be pressured to submit to the government, to submit to the things of the devil. Listen, understand, they're going to be needing your prayers today. That's how bad and wicked this world's getting. And the Bible says it's the way it's going to be in the last days. And friend, we're there. Knowing the time. Know the time right now. Nobody's looking for the soon return of the Savior. People today are looking for the next great sin they can involve themselves in. The next great adventure. People today talk about sin and they want to do everything in their power to get as much of it as they can because that's where the thrill's at. You teenagers, you listen to me. You be careful out there in this old world. You're being brought up in a time that's more wicked than I ever thought about when I was a kid. And I thought it was wicked then. Listen, it's so much worse today and so much more prevalent. I was telling Brother Ben the other night, you know, it's almost every week around here on the news you hear of some pervert getting arrested because he's chasing these little kids around. Listen, know this and know it well. We see it everywhere. Man's total depravity is coming unleashed. But it does not stop there. It'll keep getting worse and worse and worse until God brings a stop to it. That's the reason why I tell you children to be careful. That's the reason why I want you to be careful what you see and what you hear and what you do. Because this world is filled with filth and is trying to infiltrate the families today and is trying to get into your mind. It's trying to separate you from good godliness. It's trying to separate you from Christianity. Know this, that today's a day of salvation. Know the time. That now it is high time. Amen. That's our second point today. It is high time. It's high time. What time is this? High time is the accepted time. In other words, today is a day of salvation. In Psalm 32:6, the Bible says here, "For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found." You know why? Because there's coming a day you're going to call upon Him and it's going to be too late. Think about it for just a moment now. I want you to think about this. You've heard it all your life, haven't you, young people? You've been brought up under this kind of preaching all your life. Listen, know this, that today is the day of salvation. The Bible says it's high time because now's the time. Now's the accepted time. Now is when you need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and know Him as your Savior. Now is the time, listen, because there may not be a tomorrow for you. You say, "Preacher, you're trying to scare my kids." I ain't trying to scare nobody's kids. I just want them to know where they're at right now in time. Listen, today is the day of salvation. How do I know that? Because the church is still here. The saved, the redeemed are still upon the earth. And today, the gospel's coming forth. Today's the time. What makes a godly person? It's one who turns to the Lord in faith, believing in righteousness. As I spoke a moment ago in Acts chapter 16, you see a woman by the name of Lydia, and I spoke to this just a moment ago, and Lydia was a person who was down by the riverside, and what was going on during that time? She was worshiping the Lord as she began to wash and dye her clothes. Then she heard something for the first time she had never heard. Even though she was a worshiper of God, even though they were always in the house of God. Listen, think about this. Think about your life. Even though you're always in the house of God, listen, you have heard the gospel with your physical ear all your life maybe. But this is one time when Lydia heard it with her heart. This is the time when Lydia had a change that occurred in her. And you know why it happened? Because she heard the gospel for the first time. As Paul began to open up his mouth and he began to speak, listen, the Bible says she attended unto the words that were spoken. In other words, she listened with her ear. She heard what was being said. And you know what happened? Listen, this is the reason why that Paul says in Romans 1:16 that he wasn't ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? Because it was the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. Listen, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what background you've come from. It doesn't matter what church you've been affiliated with. The one thing that's going to make a difference in your life, the one thing that's going to make a difference in your eternity is, did you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? That's the only thing that's going to matter then. In Psalm 69, I'm going to go back here and read some of these. I've got a little bit of time here, and I want you to think about this. I have about 15 minutes left. Listen, the Bible states in Psalm 69, and the only reason I'm saying I've got that much time left because that's what's on the radio. I don't really concern myself with how long I'm behind the pulpit. The Bible states here in Psalm 69, notice what it says here in verse 13. But as for me, now listen, I want you to stop and listen to this with me. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. When's that? Right now. Know the time, my friend. Know the time right now. It's in the acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of thy mercy. You know, everyone that's ever been saved by the grace of God has first leaned on the mercy of the Almighty. Amen. You've leaned upon the mercy of God because that was the only place you could find any hope. It was in God's mercy. It better not be in God's judgment, because if you're leaning upon the judgment of God, listen, God's judgment will crush you. You need His mercy today. You need to understand that it's His mercy right now that you need. And I'll tell you something else that you need. You need to understand that it's His grace that brings about this great work in your life. Grace. You know what grace is? Grace is the unmerited favor from God to a lost sinner. The unmerited favor. In other words, it's something that you couldn't earn. It's something that you couldn't work for. It's something that you did not get because of what you did. Grace. We sing the song all the time, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me. And in the truth of thy salvation, deliver me out of the mire. And let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me and out of the deep waters. Psalm 95, well, let's go on over just a little bit more in Psalm 95. The Bible states here in verse 7 and 8, listen, for He is our God. And we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice. How do you hear the voice of God? You hear it through His Word. That's the only way you can ever hear the voice of God. This is the very breath of God breathed to men of old as they wrote down God's holy Word. This is the word that's been preserved for you and I. For what? Not just prosperity, but for life. Listen, he says again, harden not your heart. Is it not so that that's the problem that you've had every time you walked into the house of God? Before you walked out, you hardened your heart. And there's a reason why that you walked out without the Lord Jesus Christ. You've hardened your heart. You know what happened to Pharaoh? God hardened his heart. I hope that doesn't happen to you today. I hope that that doesn't happen to you today, that God hardens your heart and you continue to walk out that door without Jesus until a day when it is no longer feasible. Today is a day of salvation. Know the time. He says, harden not your heart. Now that it... It's high time to awake out of sleep. In Acts 13 and 26, Acts 13 and 26, the Bible states this, listen, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham. You know, I could look around this house today and every person in this place comes from good stock. You know what I'm saying? You come from good, godly stock. You come from people that have in times past have trusted the Lord. Listen, I want you to know something. That's a wonderful thing to be in a family that has been brought up in the house of God. But know this. Just being brought up in the house of God is not going to get you to heaven. I'll tell you what's going to get you to heaven. Trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior today is what's going to get you to heaven. And the Bible goes on to say, and whosoever among you feareth God. You know what that means? That means to have a righteous fear of respect for the Almighty God of heaven. That's the reason why she was down there worshiping, because I believe she had a godly reverence. She had a godly fear. She had a respect for the Almighty. She may not have known it at the time. She may have thought she was all right. But listen, she realized when he began to preach that she was not all right. And she had to attend to the words that makes all the difference in the world. And whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of salvation sent. It's high time to awake out of sleep, child. It's high time. Now lastly, I want you to wake. I want you to see this. Back in our text of Romans 13:11, the Bible says to awake out of sleep. This is exactly what goes on in the life of a lost person. The devil has lulled you to sleep, amen? Is that not right? He's lulled you into thinking that it's not a critical time in your life, so you can just take your ease. You've got all kinds of time to live. Is that not what the devil's told you, young people? You've got all kinds of time out there. This is a good thing, but listen, put it off. Put it off. Live a little. Listen, your living a little could get you in a heap of trouble for everlasting life. Your living a little to your own self could lead you into a path of destruction forever and ever and ever. The devil tells you that time is on your hand. The devil tells you to wait just a little longer. The devil is now telling you, sure, salvation is a good thing, but put it off. Kick the can down the road, so to speak. What does the Bible say in the book of Ephesians in chapter 5? Ephesians in chapter 5, verse 13 and 14, the Bible states this, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. My friend, today's the day. It's high time, amen? You look around, you see parents here that no doubt are praying for your souls. You look around a little further, you see grandparents here that are doing what? That are praying for your salvation. You look around a little further, and what do you see? You see a Savior who came and died on the cross that you might have life and have it more abundantly, says John 10:10. Look around. Look around where you're at. Wake up, thou that sleepest. Listen, you don't have time to sleep. Today is the day of salvation. Today's the day. You know, one thing I was never really allowed to do when I was growing up. Listen, I wasn't allowed to lay in bed. You didn't just lay in bed when you was around the house. Listen, when you was around the house, there was work to be done. You got her done. Listen, I want you to know something. That meant you had to be up and at it. That means you had to be out of bed and alert. You had to be ready for the task ahead. There were days that, you know, Mom and Dad had about 2.5 acres of grass down there. And, you know, we didn't always have a riding mower. It had a push mower. A little old lawn boy, I think it had a path about that wide. And you go 2.5 acres with that much of a path, it takes forever to get something done. You get hot, you get wore out, just walking back and forth. But listen, there was a job to do. Listen, I want you to know something. The Bible states about the Christian life that it's a narrow path. As a matter of fact, it's a narrow path, and so that, listen, not very many people are on it. Not very many people find it. Everybody wants to stay on the wide path. You know why? Because, you know, I looked today and I've got that, 54-inch or 56-inch mower, buddy. It don't take long to mow either. It's a wide path. Flesh likes that, doesn't it? The flesh likes you don't have to work all day at something. But notice something. I want you to know this. That there's a wide path, but it leads to destruction. And there seems like everybody wants to be on the wide path today. Everybody wants to live it up. Everybody wants to live a little bit. Listen, I want you to know something. The wide path, it's got a lot of stones in it too. The wide path's got a lot of heartache in it, a lot of trouble. But at the end of that path, listen, it ain't nothing but a drop off straight into the pits of hell. But there's a narrow path. There is a narrow path that leads to life. There's a narrow path that leads to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, the devil may now be telling you, yeah, he's out there, but listen, you've got all kinds of time just to sit back and take your ease. But know what? That's what the devil wants you to know. The devil wants you to think that everything is going to be all right. But what if? Amen. What if? What if the Lord should call your name? The Bible says in the book of Hebrews that it's appointed unto men once to die, but after this, there is that judgment. Who are you going to stand before? Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, listen. The Bible states this as I get ready to swiftly come to a close here in just a moment. But the Bible states, listen, this is what it takes to save your soul. And you hath he quickened. In other words, you've been made alive. That's what the word quickened means, to be made alive. How does that happen? John chapter chapter 6 and verse 63 talks about it. It's the Spirit. Amen. It's the Spirit that does the work in you. He touches you and makes you for the first time realize that what He's saying is true. Listen, know this. I am a preacher of the truth. And Jesus Christ came to die on the cross of Calvary that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's what the Word of God says. The Bible states here, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13, the Bible says, "And you being dead in your sins." What's being said here? Listen, is that you are spiritually asleep, you're spiritually dead, and that at this very precise time in your life, Right now, you're given an opportunity. You say, how do you know that? See, number one, you got to have faith. Amen. How does faith come? Romans 10:17 says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's what you have right here. This is how faith, the gift of faith, is given. That's, you know, the gift that's found in Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So, right now, at this very precise time, you're given an opportunity to come up out of sleep, to come from spiritual death, to come to be awakened. In Romans in chapter 8 and verse 6, the Bible says this. Now listen, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life, and it is peace. Today, you don't have no peace, do you? If you don't know the Lord's your Savior, you don't have any peace today. Ezekiel 18:20, the Bible says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Romans 3:23, the Bible says, for all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. That's me and you both. All mankind is born in sin, and the wages of sin is passed upon all man. And what is the wages of sin? The Bible says it's death. Romans 6:23. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Awake, O thou that sleepest. Jesus Christ is even at the door right now. You know, I stated that last week, I believe, when I was talking to the redeemed. And anybody that knows shorthand, I would plead with you to grab last Sunday's CD. And please dictate that for me. I'd like to have that outline. That's just something that the Lord gave me last Sunday morning as I stood in this pulpit. But as I was sitting there and I was thinking about that, listen, today's a day of salvation. You're in the best place that you could be today. You know, everybody likes to, listen, it's a cold day outside. Listen, I want you to know it's warm in here. But I want you to stop and consider, where would you be if you were to die? If Jesus Christ was to come and call His redeemed home, where would you be? Would you be left here like it talks about in Matthew 24? All of your family may be saved, but you're not saved, and you're left here all alone. You're going to know it the very moment that it takes place. I believe that if you're in this house and the redeemed are disappeared, you'll remember, He told me. He told me that. Would you not today know what God's Word says? It's high time. Listen, it's time. If you're here and you don't know the Lord's your Savior, listen, it's time. It's time to come to Him today. It's time to put yourself, and maybe it's pride that's stopping you from coming before the church even. Maybe pride has held you back all this time. You know where that began? It began with Satan. Satan is a father of pride. That's what got him in trouble. You don't want to follow Satan's suit, do you? Listen, today, harden not your heart. Come to the Lord today. Trust Him today. Listen, today is a day of salvation. You're not promised tomorrow. Today is the day. You know why I know that? Because you're alive. You're here in the house of God. You've heard the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. I know today could be your day. May God help you is our prayer. Let's all stand, please.